Daily Dose for February 25th. A Peculiar People, Leviticus 17-18. The Israelites are beginning to learn what it means to be a people set apart for the Lord, exclusively. The manner, place, and means of sacrifice have become centralized to the tabernacle, mediated through the priesthood, and performed by the community. True worship is a corporate act, not simply individual or tribal or by clan and family. And it must be worship of the Lord God alone. No more goat idols, calf idols, or foreign gods are to be seen in the camp, and no more having it your way. Second to be addressed in the regulations are the personal, relational, and sexual habits of the Israelites. The backdrop is found in chapter 18, verses 1 to 3. The Israelites are not to behave like the Egyptians or the Canaanites in these matters. Egyptians and Canaanites alike had defiled their lands with their sexual practices. Remember that God had a claim on the body of every Israelite male. The covenant with God that made them Israelites, circumcision, was carved into their most intimate flesh. Where that part of the body went belonged to the Lord, not to the man. In light of that divine claim, the regulations are understandable. God designed human sexuality to be expressed only within the bounds of heterosexual, monogamous marriage. Defilement, disease, and death, not just physical, result from going outside that boundary. This truth is not only for the Israelites. God said that these practices had defiled the very land where the Egyptians and Canaanites dwelt, meaning that these pagan peoples were accountable to God for their behavior. The land would soon vomit them out. And if Israel continued in these behaviors, it would face the same end. God is no respecter of persons who break his commands. Christian, remember that these regulations are summed up and apply to you in 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 2 to 6. Be holy as I am holy. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow.